So when patience runs thin nowadays, so how can we take a pause and then talk with others and encourage them to talk with us? And if something is wrong, isn't it better to tell that it is wrong? See, human relationships are rarely logical. They are psychological. Most of us know that story, that picture, you know. Is this a young woman or is this an old woman? Most of you seen that picture? See, from a particular angle, it looks like a young woman. Look from another angle, it looks like an elderly woman. Now, two people look from two different angles. This is a young woman. This is an old woman. This is a young woman, old woman. What is it? Well, it's one image. It's not logical that it's the same image can be a young woman or old woman. It's not logical, it's psychological. So relationships, they don't function in a logical way. Logic has to be an element in the relationship, definitely. But relationships themselves, they involve emotions. And that's why, we can't always expect that logical action, a logical behavior, a logical discussion will be fruitful. Because logic is one faculty. Logic is not the only faculty which we have. And some people are more emotional than logical. Some people are more logical than emotional. So we might feel, I'm just logically explaining things. But other person says, you're not understanding me only. So sometimes what people need is not logical understanding. They just need attention. They just need time. When they're telling us this is the problem, this is the problem, this is the problem. And we tell, no, actually this is like this. Do it like this, it will be solved. Do it like this, it will be solved. Now we are thinking we are helping them. But actually when they're telling the problem, their need is not a solution to the problem. Their need is attention. And they need not just understanding, they just need time. They just, for them, it may be that the time when we hear them and their problem, that is what shows them that we care. So, because different people are different, we can't assume that logic itself will work in solving situations. So, yes, logic has to be there, but for different people, logic is activated at different times. So, for some people are more emotional, first their emotional side needs to be addressed. And then the logical facts can be brought in. So, all the patience runs thin in today's world, but actually, we may say, I have less time. But then what happens is, if you are impatient, that the consequences of it take far more time. So we speak one thing, we think that, okay, I just have to tell this right now. And we tell it. But what happens, that person gets, how can you speak like this? And then if we had just paused and calmly explained that one thing, we could have solved that in 5 minutes. But then we just speak one thing and to clarify that takes 5 hours afterwards. As a stitch in time saves nine. So similarly, we need to one stitch on our mouth. I won't speak right now. That can save us a lot of efforts in future. So the impatience is a feature of today's world, but it is not a desirable feature. And it is something which we need to deal with, not just accept. Yes, we are all impatient, but we need to tolerate it, or we need to manage it and find out time for important things. And as far as encouraging other people to speak is concerned, it all depends on how we respond when they speak. So it's like, say, if somebody's alone in their house and some stranger knocks on the door. Now, initially, when people open the door, they may just open with a chain. I think now we have much more sophisticated security systems. But they will just open the door with a chain and they'll say, who is this person? Isn't it? And then they look, does this person look trustworthy? Does this person look familiar? And then they may open the door. So like that, similarly, people open the door to their heart very cautiously. So they speak one thing and they say how we respond. And then if they say that we are just being judgmental, we are being insensitive, just slam the door and they don't open it. But when they speak something, we hear it. We hear it non-judgmentally, understandingly, then they open more. So to encourage people to speak with us, what means it means that we hear to understand. Sometimes we hear not to understand, we hear to explain. That means we are hearing just so that we can explain our point of view. But we need to hear to understand. Some survey done, I said that an average person, you know, whenever the conversation is going on, they tend to interrupt the other person every 18 seconds. Yes, it's a very strong temptation to interrupt the other person when they are speaking. So now sometimes the other person might just be rambling and it's better to put a pause to the conversation, take it in some other direction. But sometimes understanding depends on how we respond. So we need to hear to understand, not hear to explain. Yes, we need to explain our perspective, but after we understand. Does that answer your question? Thank you. So.